Good afternoon. This is the Midday News for today, Friday, April 21. I'm your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, the DPSU concerned over DLP government's decision to compete with union's May Day workers' celebrations. Antigua and Barbuda ambassador to the U.S. questioning the accuracy of the U.S. State Department's 2017 INCSR report. And 26 Qatari hunters, possibly including members of the ruling family, freed 16 months after being kidnapped in Iraq. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash.
Enjoy more family fun time with Quartz. Shop and enter for a chance to win $5,000 cash. Plus, buy any Whirlpool appliance for a chance to win an all-inclusive family staycation at Fort Young Hotel. And you can shop and win with Quartz credit. Family fun time just got better. Quartz, bringing value home.
You don't have money, but you want to score.
You can't wait till month for to draw.
You have a little money, but you want more.
You need a loan, what you waiting for?
But I need to buy a wig for my head.
I use the money there to buy some bread.
I don't want food, I want the money instead.
Looks like you want to run me dread.
Faster, smarter, and better.
Go buy Fast Cash and get a loan.
Your man don't give you money, not to sweat, now.
Fast Cash right there to help you.
Visit our Rosa or Portsmouth locations or contact us at 448-3278.
Go buy Fast Cash.
General Secretary of the Dominica Public Service Union, DPSU, Thomas Leiter, continues to express deep concern over the DLP government's decision to host an official opening ceremony for the reconstructed Rosa West Bridge on May 1st, 2017. Leiter sees this as a deliberate attempt to compete with the union's planned activities for that day. According to Leiter, this is a major concern to the executive of the DPSU because the union had already planned a major event for that same day as part of its annual observance of Labor Day, which is celebrated internationally by all the trade unions worldwide.
I never thought that May Day would have been hijacked by anyone. I really believe that any government should respect May Day as the day for the working class, as the day when employees, whether they're in the private sector or whether they're in the public sector, a day set aside when they can say, well, this is our day. There are so many people who have a day. We have a day for everything. And May Day or Labor Day is not something that is celebrated in Dominica or observed in Dominica alone. It's all over the world.
Yeah.
Although in certain countries, it is celebrated
at a different time.
Different time.
Called Labor Day, yeah.
I was extremely disappointed when I realized that the government, and you know, sometimes people say you're being political and the program is political. No, but reality is reality. I think it is inappropriate. I don't think it is right that on a day that is set for us as working people, as employees, you know, when you say workers, people, the working class, the employees, that day that is set aside for us, out of 365 days in the year, that the authorities have chosen that day to have a main event. I don't think that is nice. I don't think it gives an indication that the authority is pro-employee or pro-worker.
Health Minister Dr. Kenneth Daru now promises that works on the proposed new hospital in Marigot will begin within the next 2 months. He was speaking at a town hall meeting in Wesley on Wednesday evening. Dr. Daru stated that over $2 million will be spent for the provision of renewable energy in the new Marigot hospital facility.
Rest assured that in the next month, the next 2 months, that you should see work starting on your Marigot, new Marigot hospital. Rest assured. Again, you can go back to the estimates, the budget estimates of 2016, 2017, and you will see that we would have had $5 million from what we call DFID, that's some British funds, implemented by the Pan-American Health Organizations towards what they call upgrading health facilities around the island. And as the Minister of Health, the free facilities that we plan on upgrading would have been Marigot, Laplin, and Grand Bay. Now, the fact that we are now going to now build a new facility that's in the Marigot Hospital, we are now asking power that, seeing that we're going to build a new Marigot Hospital, whatever money that would have been allocated towards upgrading the old facility, can we please use the money to now put in what they call solar power, renewable energy, to make it what they call self-containing, especially post-disasters, because we know Dominica is a very vulnerable country. So what we want happening is that after hurricanes, after storms, whatever the case may be, a lot of times the health center is the first place to lose power, to lose water. But the health center has to continue functioning, especially in case of where we have people injured, etc. So this project is now set to make this health center that they call climate-proof, disaster-proof, so they can continue functioning. And again, the Marigot Hospital has been chosen to spend up in well in excess of $2 million to put in renewable energy, water system, etc.
The health minister also announced plans for a new health center in Marigot.
But you hear me keep on talking about the Marigot Hospital, so you might be asking, what about the health center? Because again, the experts have advised us that what existed before, meaning the Marigot Hospital and the health center being together, is not really optimal way to go. Okay, because you have to understand that in the case of Marigot, you would have had a hospital where, of course, you admit people, emergency room, etc., and the health center where people come on a daily basis for the maintenance drugs to check their pressure, child care, maternal care, pregnant mothers, etc., that we have been advised to have them separated. So what we are saying that, given that the $5 million have been now donated or given to us by the Mexican government, the $1.5 million that we have budgeted from local funds, CBI money, we are now going to remodel or begin to remodel the junior school in Marigot into a type-3 health center. We would have done several site visits to the area. The experts, the technical people would advise us that it can work, so we are now going to convert it into a type-3 health center. Of course, in the interim, while the hospital is being built, we'll make sure that we have a few beds, just in case we have a few admissions overnight temporarily. But it's going to serve as a type-3 health center.
General Secretary of the Dominica Freedom Party, Johnson Boston, says the DLP's draft proposal to amend the Dominica existing election laws governing the election process is unacceptable. Boston told Q95 FM Radio the executive of the Dominica Freedom Party took some time to review the draft proposal. They found major concerns in the new guidelines and protocols under which elections would be held and wish to ensure this drafted legislation does not become law. Boston contends that the Dominica Freedom Party and other political parties on the island should have been allowed time to contribute to the draft's legislation, and this would have resulted in the creation of a more wholesome document that assures democratic elections.
We saw some documents from the government talking about taking into parliament matters to do with electoral changes into electoral laws, and when we saw it, we had a discussion on this, and I raised that this should not be a Labour Party issue going straight to Parliament or government without discussion, because the players are the political parties, and it's only fair that the parties are engaged and discussed, so at the end of it, we get a much better product and so on, because you're not a party because you're in government. You're not a party because you have a constituency. You're a party because you are interested in participating in the political process, electoral process, and to represent people and to be part of parliament and government. And therefore, if you believe that because you are the Labour Party and you're in government, then you have the right to kidnap everything and to make it personal, read personal, then that doesn't sound well. It's just not civilized and modern in terms of serious politics, and therefore we felt this should be discussed. And then the Labour Party came and they said it was a Labour Party proposal for discussion, and they sent it to the electoral office or the electoral commission. Now recently we have heard that the very same thing that they were proposing, they are preparing to go to parliament to have it passed in parliament and to become laws. And as part of that is an effort to make bribery and cheating, legal.
Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Education, Chandler Hyacinth, has called for unity among the trade unions in Dominica. Hyacinth was speaking at the 19th National General Meeting of the Dominica Association of Teachers on Wednesday. She stated that in order to obtain unification among the unions, there must be a change in mindset.
There is also strength in unity, and the time has come for unions to consider unification. But this new approach, this new way of thinking, requires a shift in thinking. It requires a change in the way of doing business. It requires more dialogue, a synergistic discourse among all key stakeholders. Your theme suggests that consolidation can raise the quality of life for workers in the future. Hand in hand, we can raise the standards of teachers, maintain high professional standards among educators, and promote and advance social justice.
Meanwhile, Deputy Labor Commissioner Eric Mendez has questioned the reasoning behind the lack of a trade union congress in Dominica. Mendez was speaking at the 19th National General Meeting of the Dominica Association of Teachers this week. He expressed a view that the issue of poaching may be a major underlying concern among the unions.
And the question that must come to one's mind is, if a trade union congress has so many benefits, why is it that at this in 2017, we in Dominica cannot form a trade union congress? I have been with the Labor Department from 1999, and I have witnessed what goes on between the unions. I'm sure a lot of you here are aware that there's a lot of infighting among our unions. Mr. Russell alluded to the issue of poaching. That is something I think that is a serious problem.
Dominica will join the rest of the region as it celebrates the Caribbean Endemic Bird Festival from April 22 to May 22, 2017. According to a release, this regional celebration highlights the birds that are endemic to the Caribbean. A wide variety of events are expected to take place across the region from Saturday Earth Day through to International Biodiversity Day on May 22. This annual celebration is organized by Birds Caribbean and is being celebrated under the theme or endemic birds, sharing stopover sites. While the festival will celebrate the birds that live here and nowhere else in the world, they will also highlight habitat. This year marks the 14th year Dominica is joining in the celebration of the festival since it began in 2001. Over the years, the Forestry, Wildlife and Parks Division has organized and executed a number of activities geared towards increasing public awareness and the sensitization of the need to observe laws and regulations designed for the protection, conservation and well-being of birds. And Minister for Trade Ian Douglas has announced that close to $1 million worth of fresh produce has been sold to foreign countries in the last 8 months. Douglas made these remarks during a town hall meeting in Sufria on Wednesday. He encouraged farmers to be more proactive in the field as the demand for certain crops are increasing. He also urged them to take advantage of the special loan facility at the 8 Bank.
And we just opened two facilities, one in Portsmouth, one in Roseau called the multi-purpose pack houses. And in the last 8 months, we have sold close to $1 million in fresh produce to those foreign countries. Right now, we want farmers to go back into their field like crazy because the demand we get in for yam, for dashing, for couscous, hot peppers, coconuts, plantains, brothers and sisters, and the government have $10 million right now at the 8 Bank at some ridiculous interest rate, you know, 3% interest rate. There's nowhere else in the region you can go for money at 3% interest rate. Interest rate is 6% and 9% and 12% banks just give.
In other news, Antigua and Barbuda's ambassador to the United States, Sir Ronald Sanders, has questioned the accuracy of the U.S. State Department's 2017 International Narcotics Control Strategy Report, INCSR, at a meeting with officials of the Bureau of International Narcotics and Law Enforcement Affairs on Tuesday. Sanders made this disclosure in an interview with ABS Radio and Television in Antigua. Questioned during a live newscast by the station's newscasters, Sanders confirmed that he had a meeting with the State Department officials as a follow-up to his country's written objections to inaccuracies and unsourced misrepresentations in the 2017 INSCSR. The ambassador was tight-lipped about the full content of his discussions, saying that the matter would receive an ongoing attention, but he reveals that he had questioned an unsubstantiated claim in the State Department report that firearms trafficking is a major source of illicit funds in the country. And a group of Qatari hunters, possibly including members of the ruling family, have been freed 16 months after being kidnapped in Iraq, officials say. The Iraqi Interior Ministry said all 26 were in Baghdad and would be handed over to a Qatari envoy. The hunters were abducted by gunmen in a desert area of Iraq near the Saudi border in December of 2015. A wide-scale search was launched, but very little information was known about their whereabouts or condition. And that's the midday news, but first a recap of the headlines. DPSU concerned over DLP government's decision to compete with union's May Day workers' celebrations. Antigua and Barbuda ambassador to the U.S. questioning the accuracy of the U.S. State Department's 2017 INSCSR report. And 26 Qatari hunters, possibly including members of the ruling family, freed 16 months after being kidnapped in Iraq. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.